Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Mr. Red's Lair. I'm your host, Mr. Red. Joining me is Dallas and Paul.
Yep.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
How are you?
Very good.
I see you're wearing Boy Talk shirts. This is Boy Talk cast and crew.
Yes. Yeah, we are.
I welcome you guys. Thank you so much. If I seem at half speed, it's because another member of the operation isn't here. In fact, the member of the operation that isn't here is like the person that created this lovely song.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. He's not here. He will be here. He's not late exactly. It's just the thing is, guys, you probably know this doing Boy Talk. Your operation is growing. I saw your clips.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And so what we're going to do today is we're going to practice a douchebag Hollywood interview. I'm going to be the douchebag journalist, like, hi guys, how's it going? Dallas, welcome. Dallas, hey, how you doing?
Yeah,
Paul,
yeah.
You know, I can't do that totally if Blake isn't here. Blake is the guy, he did this music,
right? It's a great music.
Do you mind if I call Blake real fast?
Yeah, call
just okay. So what I'm thinking is, this is what I'm thinking, okay. If we make him think that two guys busted in here and like took me hostage,
okay,
maybe he will think twice about not coming. He didn't come late. We didn't specify. It's just the operation needs to tighten up. Do you get what I'm saying? We're getting bigger. We need to tighten up. You dig what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
So let's scare some tightening up into it. Okay.
Let's
talk characters. Okay, because he could be here any minute. Okay. Who do you want to be? Who do you want to be? I'm thinking you have carte blanche.
So if you're kidnapped by us,
yes,
we would be two criminal accomplices.
Yes.
Paul would probably be the brains of the operation.
Yeah, I would be Jersey Ben.
Jersey Ben?
Yeah.
I love this.
Yeah.
Bo.
Okay. Let's do it. Okay. Let's kill his music. And I put yourself in the position of like, you want to kill Mr. Red. You think Mr. Red has a lot of money, and you're taking him hostage and stuff. So let's see if this, yes, Bluetooth is working. Can
so
you hear
we can
that?
Just talk to him.
Yeah.
And Dallas, you could be like good cop, willing to make a deal. Yeah. I'm bad cop.
What's your name again?
Jersey Ben.
Jersey Ben. All right. Okay. What's his name?
Blake.
Hello,
Blake.
Yeah.
Blake.
I'm parking right now.
No, Blake. Listen, two men have me.
Too late, Blake. You're too fucking late.
You should have came sooner, Blake. Because
we got a gun to Mr. Red's head.
We'll fucking kill him.
We're gonna blast his brains all over the walls.
Blake, can you please hurry to the studio, please?
And then we're gonna bring him into the bathroom and blast his brains on the bathroom.
You ever see guts on a couch?
And then we're gonna bring him to the couch and blast his guts on the couch.
Then we're going to spread his guts all over the bathroom.
You're going to walk into the room. It's going to be filled guts everywhere.
We're going to put guts in your backpack.
Do you hear what they want to do to me, Blake? Please do something.
Yeah. You're going to be seeing his guts for sale at Whole Foods in the frozen food section.
You're going to walk into this building, and you're going to slip on his guts, and you're going to get a concussion.
Blake, they want
fall
my...
fall down the stairs.
They're going to cut my guts. They're going to cut my nuts. They're going to cut everything, Blake. They want to kill me. These guys mean business.
Nuts and guts, Blake.
The only thing left to Mr. Red will be his nuts.
Yeah.
Wow. They're Wait, how does the guy know my name?
Because
unless
I told them.
Pay us, Blake.
They told us everything, Blake.
Because they're torturing
us.
They're torturing me.
Come on,
me.
Blake.
What do you guys want aside from my nuts?
If you pay us, we'll keep his brain.
Blake, how much money do you have right now? Like, can you at least give just a, like, maybe Venmo them a little bit?
At
how
least
much is in your wallet?
Minimum. Tell us.
Me?
Blake.
Well,
minimum
look.
$40.
$40.
Yeah.
Maximum $60. And we'll let him live.
And we'll consider letting him live for $40.
We'll consider it.
Thank you, guys.
It's a good start.
Blake?
What's the word,
yeah.
Blake? What are you going to do?
What's it going to be, Blake?
Ball's in your court now, Blake.
We could
for
ask...
money?
Well, no. Forget about the money. I that was a trick question. I don't want them to rob you the way they're robbing me.
That's right.
But we will, Blake.
Watch the staircase. It's going to be covered in guts. It's going to be real slippery.
Blake, where are you now?
Blake?
I think he's in the elevator now. Well, you know what? Blake, can you hear me? Blake?
Yeah.
He's playing hardball.
Are you coming here right now?
Yeah, I just parked.
You just parked? Okay.
Yep.
Listen, when you come in, just bring yourself in, bring a chair, and look at my, when you come in, just chill out, okay? Just do your thing, okay? Because I'm dead, Blake. I'm dead already. They killed me.
It's too late. Blake.
They killed me.
It's
life killed me. I'm sweating in here. I'm dead.
You had your chance.
The
Blake.
Only thing left is just going to be a jar with his nuts in them.
Yeah. You hear that? You hear that? Yeah.
And then you're nuts, Blake.
Fuck. It's hot in here. Fuck. Yeah.
We're turning up the heat.
Thank you, guys. Well, Blake, business. I'll see you later, okay?
Okay.
They're going to beat me.
That's right, Blake.
Wow.
They're going to beat me, and you know what else?
The nuts.
Yeah.
The nuts thing.
The jars.
These guys are nut crazy.
Bring a jar.
Blake, these guys are fucking nuts.
We're not out of jars.
Bring a jar with a lid.
Blake, do you remember the Almond Joy commercial? Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
These guys feel like nuts.
Oh, yeah.
They are nuts.
Yeah. Hey, Blake. I was just kidding. These are our guests for today. Maybe later we can go to the club, get bust a nut with some ladies.
Yeah.
Blake. Whoa. Hey, guys. Listen, Blake, I'll see you later, okay? Just come on up.
All right, sounds good.
Cool. Later. See you. Bye. Okay, that was having fun with Blake time. Hey, guys, nice. Boy talk. You know,
boy talk.
At the office, there's something that we say when April goes away. Do you know what we say?
What?
Boys will be boys.
That's right.
That's right, and that's what boy talk is. I saw your clips. You guys are wild guys. You know what I mean?
Right.
So how did you guys meet?
In China.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. We met in China.
At a gym, actually. We met in a gym at China in Kwandian.
You're not fucking with me. You really met in China. Like, you guys were what, like teaching?
No, we weren't cheating or teaching. We were doing background on this Chinese propaganda film.
Whoa, really?
Yes.
No kidding. You're not, like, messing with me.
So, it was, like, a casting notice on LA Casting, and it was for, like, U.S. soldier extras.
Uh-huh.
And it was going to be 4 months in China. So they were going to fly us out, and then we were going to be out there for 4 months. And we ended up booking that just to be extras, because they would take pretty much anybody who would agree to go to China for 4 months to be an extra.
Right.
So that was in, like, January 2020. They flew 70 of us out to go play U.S. soldiers in this, like, Chinese film. And we landed January 15th, 2020. And then that's where I met Dallas. We were at the gym there. And then February 2nd, the pandemic, like, really starts to expand.
No.
And the virus starts spreading a lot. So they shut down the production. And we were thinking we were supposed to be in China for 4 months.
Yeah.
Damn.
We ended up being there 3 weeks.
Oh, my God.
And then they shut down the production and they evacuated us from the country. And this was, then we get back to Los Angeles and I'm going back and working for another like month. And then the pandemic reaches America and then shuts down the entire film industry.
Holy smokes. When you were there, did you guys kind of think you would die or something?
Like, oh yeah.
It was weird though. It was like really exciting because it was like a group of 70 of us all stuck in this really weird situation in the middle of China.
Right.
And it was like, if we die, this is kind of a cool way to go.
Right.
And then also Kobe died while we were there as well.
Oh, shit.
And then this virus happened. So it was like, what is happening in the world?
That's when the world just went upside down.
Right.
Like, totally. So when did Boy Talk become like the thing? Was it pre-COVID? Well, like after COVID or?
After COVID.
Uh-huh.
It was... You know, it was right when, like, the quarantine happened, and then everyone was stuck at their house.
Right.
And then Paul had his own web series, which we can piggyback to in a second.
Yeah.
And then me and my roommate at the time, we had this, like, inside joke for a podcast called Boy Talk. And it was, like, really, like, it was, like, that was the idea. That was as far as the idea went, a podcast called Boy Talk.
Right.
And then we were quarantined for, like, two weeks, and we got really bored. And then... we had a couple beverages, and then we got dressed up in these suits, and then we went in front of a green screen, and we did, like, this talk show bit.
Right.
And then we uploaded it to Facebook, and then I think, like, three people messaged us and said that was funny, and
that
was all we needed.
Yeah.
And then we kept going, and then we ended up making an entire season. And about towards the end of the season, Paul was making his web series, and I reached out to Paul to see if he wanted to get involved with this one. And then...
As an extra.
As an extra. Yeah. Because Paul had a really good web series as well. And his was called Man of Action.
Right.
And his was filmed on, like, a nicer camera. All of his actors were, like, really buff guys. And it was, like, fucking tough action.
Right.
Action kicking ass. And ours was, like, really, like, Adult Swim. But, like, if Adult Swim had, like a stupid idiot cousin that, couldn't even figure it out. That was, like, what our brand was.
Right.
And I really wanted to get involved in Paul's show. So I was like, I asked Paul, this is my thinking. I was like, if I can get Paul in my show, he might put me in his show.
Yeah.
And then I got Paul to be an extra. And
and then Dallas was like, well, Paul, I booked you as an extra in my thing, so you have to put me in your thing. I was like, that logic makes zero sense. Like, if I'm going and showing up as an extra in Boy Talk, I'm doing you, like, a favor. And then you're asking that I owe you a favor in return for doing you a favor. But for some reason, he said it so confidently, and he was just so, like, I was like, I don't know why, but it was, like, convincing enough to, I was like, okay, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And then I started Man of Action, like, because when we were in China, I was like, we should film something while we're in China. Mm-hmm. While we have this location, like, we should try to film something. So then we were putting it all together, and then the pandemic hit. We had to leave China, and then I was like, oh. So then I just started filming it in Los Angeles. And I saw Dallas posting stuff from Boy Talk. Yeah. I was posting a few episodes of Man of Action. And I thought that they put together this intro for it where it was like this – it was like the New York City skyline or something, and there was like this 70s music, and then like the text Boy Talk came up. And I was like, that is just like funny. Like, that style was funny.
Right.
And then Dallas reached out to like help with some stuff, and I was like, all
right. Yeah. Right. I have a question for both of you. Where are you two from? I vaguely remember you –
Yes.
Where are you from?
North Dakota.
North Dakota. What about you?
From, like, just outside Philadelphia.
Yeah, so you guys are not Angeleno guys. You guys are people that came here with a pocket full of dreams, right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah,
and look
pocket.
At you guys doing the Boy Talk and doing the thing and making the friends. I'm so proud of you boys.
Well, thank you.
You boys are so great. These are very nice boys. And I know some young ladies that would love to date you or whatever if you're into that or something. Actually, no, I don't. Are you guys seeing people? Like, do you have girlfriends? I know you do.
Yes, we both have girlfriends.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Good boys, you know, good boys.
That's
some
good.
Good girls.
Good boys.
That's
we got
good.
Some good girls.
Good That's boys good. And girls.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's been good. You
find a woman, treat her right.
Yeah.
What about you, Mr.
Hell
Red?
No. No. I'm not a relationship guy.
You're bachelor for life.
I'm kind of, yeah. It's a lot of, listen, I'll be honest with you, okay?
Yeah.
You guys are good men. Do you know why? Mm. Because you could go do whatever. You know what I mean? Like, you could, I'm just being real. Like, you guys, you could be like, hey, I have a happening thing going on in LA. Hey, baby, you know, go to any bar, blah, blah, blah. But you decided to choose a woman to be nice to her. And that is a nice thing. I think that's wonderful. I myself... I'm not in your position of like, oh, I can go wherever and just be like, hey, But I like being free in this Los Angeles,
yeah,
where the women are around. And you dig what I'm saying? I hope I don't sound like a pig.
No, it completely makes sense.
You know? Like, I could also be like to women, hey, I have a thing going, but I don't abuse the power. And by power, I mean I don't say I am the great Mr. Red and then explain who I am.
Right.
Because that would be pathetic. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just keep to myself, guys. You know what I mean? I'm not out here. Listen, we're being honest about the real deal about LA. Okay, let's just be real. This is boy talk, God damn it, right?
Let's cut the truth.
Let's cut the fucking shit.
Let's truth.
It's hard out here for most men, okay? When a guy doesn't have a good car, which I have an okay car, I leased it because I'm smart, and now I'm buying it because I'm super smart. Mm. You dig? Because
smart,
of the supply chain. I'm smart, okay? And I wear this wonderful jacket. I go around, guys. Ooh, I'm sexy in my jacket. The jacket gets me attention. I love it. I soak in it. I go out in downtown here. Mm. I get compliments. If I go out walking for an hour, I get so many compliments on the jacket.
I like the jacket.
You get it?
It's a nice jacket.
See, the jacket makes me feel and seem like a shiny person. Like a
human trophy.
Yes, yes. It's a tuna net. And
tuna.
Yes. And so it draws, just in terms of the tuna is compliments, not women.
Yeah.
Women are people, guys.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying? Yes. And you guys know this because you guys have women that you're nice to and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now me, I like, I like strutting around like the peacock. Getting the compliments.
Oh, like the peacock, because like they do that thing with their
feathers.
That's
me. That's me. Yeah. I get a tuna here, a tuna here, and it makes me feel good. But you know what? I want to say something.
Okay.
If the ladies, the women that you guys are with, they're special ladies, and they have to be respected at all times. And Wild 7 puts out a decree
that
everyone respects them. And if anybody messes with them, we put out the Wild 7 curses. And that's that, you know.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We find the graves of their ancestors, and we dig up their graves.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So what is what are you guys up to right now in the grand L.A. Hollywood scene?
Ooh. That's.
Well, we're still filming. We have a few projects this year that we're getting into, some stuff, just growing our channel. I would say it's like a very steady build of just like every day, like laying a few bricks, posting like one clip. The next day posting another clip, and we just keep going and just build.
Right.
And then looking to honestly just stay extremely consistent. I think it's just like a daily practice of posting content, taking steps forward with whatever we're developing.
Yeah.
And I would say the main thing is just staying consistent online for
sure. Right.
Yep. So we got two projects coming up right now. We're filming a short next week called Monty's Revenge, which is about a janitor that gets disrespected for the last time. And then he just like kicks a bunch of ass.
Nice.
So that'll be fun.
Nice.
And then after that, we'll begin pre-production for our film Moon River, which will be our first like short film that's like around 30 to 40 minute range. But
oh, nice.
Previously, we've only done episodic things. So this will be kind of dipping our toes into some new water.
Nice.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now listen, guys, hearing about this whole China deal made me a little nervous for you guys that people might doubt your patriotism. So I have here some music to play. And if you guys, I'll go first.
Okay.
I'm going to name a few things I like about America.
Okay.
And then you go, Paul, and then you go, Dallas, okay?
Right.
I love food courts. The fact that you could go to a mall and there's every type of food. Mm. It's the melting pot of America. I love... Sorry, looking at... I'm looking at people. Okay, I'm making me laugh. No, but seriously, and also, I wanted to say something about, what's it called? Food courts. I'm from Iran. I'm being real. I can say this.
I didn't know you were from Iran.
Yeah, no, I'm from Iran. The women there, they have to wear these fucking scarves and shit, and people are really upset about that. Here, women can get their titties out and shit, you know, it's nice. You guys, it's not good for you. You guys, monogamy, it's important.
I love that women have the freedom to have them out.
If they please.
And that's one thing that I love about America.
Hey, amen. Now, Paul, what are some things that you like about America?
I love baseball and trucks.
Oh, man. Damn straight, Bo. What was your name again? Big Pimpin?
Well, Jersey Ben.
Jersey Ben.
Jersey Ben.
Oh, man, Jersey
and,
Ben.
And yeah. Cold beer.
Hell yeah. Wow. And what about you, Dallas?
I love waking up and it's dewy out. Sun's barely peeking over the horizon. You got a Frisbee and you got a Jack Russell Terrier and you throw that Frisbee and that dog just runs. Runs,
thanks.
And then he catches that Frisbee and he comes back to you wagging his little tail and then the sun comes over the horizon and you know
it's fucking beautiful.
I'm free.
It's fucking beautiful. I fucking love America. I fucking love America. It's the best fucking thing there. And the thing is, it's a concept, right?
America is a concept.
It's a concept. It's freedom. My daddy came here from Iran to escape oppression, get some pussy.
Yeah. That's why he came here.
Yeah. He was like, he was tired. He banged every woman in Iran, and then he was like, I'm tired of this. Came here. He's like, all right, you know.
Yeah.
And he did all right for himself. He was like Genghis Khan, but not like violent. Like he was very peaceful. Not,
he was like Genghis Khan, but sexual.
Right. But he wasn't like, it's all about consent and all that stuff. He was a good man. We're all good men. And the patriotic music is done. What the fuck is on this shit? Now it's like going crazy.
This is like you're about to begin an adventure.
Yeah. Now it turned into Spartacus.
We're packing our wagon to go cross country.
This is like 1884. Did you guys ever see that show?
No, I'm familiar.
Oh, yeah? By the way, what television movie type of things are you ingesting these days?
Paul, do you want to take the lead?
Well, Dale, I think you watch a lot more movies and TV than I do.
It's true. I really do.
Yeah.
Okay, so currently, I got a story. Not the best story, but I recently saw Beau Is Afraid in theaters.
Oh, okay.
Have you guys seen it? Are you familiar with this?
The partners have.
Okay.
Silent Chris and April have.
Mm.
I have not.
All right.
With respect...
Are you gonna?
But the movie just came out, too.
Okay, can I be real?
Be real.
Yes.
Okay, let's be real, okay? First of all, I'm very proud of Powell. Powell is the DP.
Okay.
He was the gaffer on a short film of mine.
Really?
Very, very proud of him. I'm proud of you, Powell. I taught you everything. I'm just kidding, Powell. He was kind of big. I don't want to fuck with him. Yeah, I remember him kind of being a little, you know. No, I'm just kidding. He was a gaffer. He was like on one of my short films. I didn't go race to see it because it's not horror, so I don't care that much. I'm sorry, Mr. Astor, Ari Astor, who's younger than me. I don't have to call you Mr. Fuck you. No. But I want to see it. But it's just, I'll see it in my own time. I wasn't raised. The movies that I went and saw this weekend was Evil Dead Rise, Renfield, and Mama Mafia, or Mafia Mama, or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so go ahead, Dallas. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, I have questions about those ones. But so I saw Bo is Afraid, but I recently I got back from a lot of traveling.
Right.
And I didn't have much sleep. And Bo is Afraid is a 3-hour movie. So I actually saw half of it in theaters, and then I left. But I'm going back to it to finish what I started.
Well, what was your impression of the first half?
It was amazing.
I want to say this, by the way. And no, I don't want to play my music where I have music where I apologize to, but it's like Muzak, and I'm usually being ironic. But I do want to say, I have massive respect for Ari Aster and his talents and everything. It's just, if it was horror, I would be super stoked to see it. Because it's not horror, I'm just happy that a filmmaker got his fucking 3-hour movie in. Mm. Fuck the man. You know what I mean? Like, yes. like any time an artist does something like that, I'm always like, good, he said fuck the man, whatever. I don't know Ari Aster really. But yeah. I just want to say, respect. You know, respect. No shots fired here.
Respect, yeah. Ari.
No shots fired. I am not this is not a Tupac Biggie situation. Let's not get there.
It could turn that
real quick. I could turn it around real quick. You can go from 0 to 100 real quick. You know that. No, I'm just
kidding.
Now's
got beef with Ari Aster.
Right. No. He seems like a nice guy. I do not want to beef with Ari Aster. He's a very respected guy. So it seemed amazing. What else have you seen?
There's that new show, Swarm, on Amazon.
Is that good?
It's pretty cool. That's the Donald Glover show.
Yeah.
And it's very similar to like a Jordan Peele kind of vibe.
Oh, okay.
But it's cool. It's like this super fan of a superstar, and the super fan's killing everyone in her way to get to see the superstar on stage.
Right.
And you know, killing is like great. It's really in right now in terms of like movies. So
Okay, cool. I'm just a little tripping on. I hope I didn't seem aggressive towards Ari Aster. You know what I mean?
He's gonna see this.
He's gonna see it. We're gonna send it to him. We're gonna tag it. We're gonna tag him and you know. But I will say, it was sort of a weird thing for me when we made Debbie and the Devil. By the way, Debbie and the Devil available on Tubi, buy the Blu-ray. Okay. Go to our website, check it out. It's a great horror film, full length movie. When we made that film, Hereditary had just come out. And the whole team loved it. And then I saw it and I loved it. And I loved it so much that I hated it because it's just, you guys know that movie. It's so hardcore in the emotions that it makes you feel and stuff.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, exactly. And then Midsommar came out while we were editing Debbie and the Devil. And so we had an editing session and I was in like Los Feliz or wherever the hell the editor was. And I was leaving the editing session. I was like, okay, I'm going to go see Midsommar. And it was out. And then I looked at the credits. And then I was like, wait, I recognize the cinematographer named Powell. And then I realized just in retrospect, I was like, oh, shit, this fucking guy worked on my movie as a gaffer. Not on Debbie, but on this one movie called The Fabulous Life of Neos. And I was like, whoa. I was like, you can't see this podcast. I was like, yeah.
Anyway. When did you film that short film that he was a part of?
That was in fucking, like 2010.
Oh, wow.
It was a while ago. The thing is, the reason why we were even able to get him was the guy that produced it, Dave Zammit, shout out Dave, was an AFI guy. Mm. And Powell was an AFI guy.
Yeah.
Ari Aster is an AFI guy. AFI is a... The times that I've worked on sets that were run by AFI kids and stuff like that, they were really tightly run, really well run sets and stuff.
AFI, is that like a film school?
Yeah, American Film Institute. Film Institute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so that's how I kind of came across him. And he was, you know, he was the gaffer, so I didn't really have much engagement with him. But then when Midsommar came out, I was like, Oh, that's the fucking moments. And speaking of which, you guys must be having a lot of those moments just being in LA for quite some time. You're on this new show, right? Weren't you Daisy?
Oh, Daisy Jones and the Six.
Yeah, Daisy. Jones and the Six. You had a second on that, right?
Like, I had a co-star spot on that.
Oh,
as well.
Yeah? Nice, yeah. Nice. That was very nice.
That was cool. I was filming, I was a part of the crew on that show. And then about a month in, they randomly just came to me during lunch and they said, you're going to get a line. And that was cool because that was like, you know, the first line on like a big platform.
Right.
And I was a roadie. So when Daisy, the main actress, like first goes and discovers rock and roll, I was the roadie that led her into the door.
Oh, that's cool.
So, like, she discovered rock and roll because of me.
Oh, that's neat. That's interesting.
That's an understatement.
Right. So, if she didn't discover rock and roll, she would have never... I mean, this is a fictional story we're talking here, but she never would have made the band, never would have blown up. There, we wouldn't have Daisy Jones if it wasn't for that roadie. I know.
Oh my God!
Dallas is no, sorry.
Wait, because they're not real, right?
No.
So what are you talking about, Dallas? No, I'm just kidding. That's no, but that's awesome. And Paul, how long has this man of action? Are you an action guy? Are you a man of action?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you know? Seem it.
I think it's just a way of life. You know, you just gotta take action. You know, and. It was actually something that was named after, like, my senior year at Temple. Went to film school at Temple University, and then I was commuting my senior year, and there was a car that was parked like across our lawn, and I was staying with like my mom, and my dad, because I was commuting, and then the car was there for a while, and it was suspicious. Mm-hmm. So then me and my dad were in my room, shining a flashlight at it to try to like see if there was someone in there, and then. My dad had like a small pistol in his room, and he was marching around the house, and he's like, that's it, I'm going out there. He's like, I gotta protect my family. And then he like put it away and was like, just kidding, like that's like really like dangerous. And then he called the police, and they went and checked on the car, and it was just like somebody just got like, it's probably some husband was like in hot water with his wife, so he was like sleeping. I don't know. Anyway, the police show up, and then at that moment, my dad goes, that's it. Now I'm going to this car, and I'm solving this crime.
Right.
And then my mom goes, you see that, Paul? Your father, he's a man of action. And I just thought, wow.
And thus greatness was born.
Yeah.
Thus greatness was born. Speaking of greatness, you know, Dallas, something unites us, you and I.
Yes.
The genius. Of one Chris Troll.
Right.
Silent Chris. Who is the writer-director... We first met, I was as a producer, and by producer, I mean, I sit back, I eat donuts, and, you know, just kind of, you know.
But you kick your feet up.
I kick my feet up. And so, no, I'm just kidding. I do help out and stuff, but we met on Diaspora, right?
Yes.
Okay, and that was written and directed by Chris Troll. That's available on Plex right now. It's available on numerous streaming platforms and stuff. Check it out. It's a great thing with a musical duo, Life Elsewhere, who also did the music for Debbie and the Devil. It's great, great stuff. Mm-hmm. So you met us. We connected on that.
Right.
Now cut to a year later.
Right.
We're making a fucking crime film. Crime film action called?
Skrilla.
Yes. Now... You tell me, I have something that I've coined in making Skrilla called Skrilla Magic. It's when the beauty of the streets comes together with the lens of the camera to create crime cinema awesomeness. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yep. How would you describe Skrilla Magic?
Oh, man. Well, one of the things Chris talked about was the movie Thief and how like a lot of the shots were like in the movie Thief. It's like the ground is really wet, and then like there's shots of the city, and the lights are like reflecting off of the water, so it's like you're getting light from both areas, and it's just really dark, and it's really like city, and it's really gritty.
Yeah.
And then you combine that with like guns and like good guy, bad guy, and like so that would be like I would say is like the base layer for Skrilla.
Right.
It's just like dirty night city.
Yeah.
And good guys, bad guys, but I guess they're all technically bad guys.
Well, what I surmise from the material, and stay tuned because you're in for like a cool thing. And personally, I grew up on crime films, so I've been waiting for Wild 7 to get in on crime films. And Chris is like a genius when it comes to just crime cinema and stuff. Like he knows stuff that even I don't know, you know. I find I have sympathy for these characters because I personally, just in my own judgment of them, it's like you poor things, you don't know what you're doing. You don't, you know, like what you're doing is not the right way. And you may get in on top, but I disagree with your ways. But for the time being in this story, I hope you make it out of this.
Right.
And I hope you can kind of advance. I hope you use the Skrilla, which is, and all you lame-o old people out there, Skrilla is slang for money, right? Right?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Okay,
this
okay.
is news to me.
Yeah. Sorry. I'll ask Blake when he comes in. But what? So I'm Dallas. Paul, I'm really happy that you guys are in our world and welcome to the lair. This was the lair. I hope you guys had fun. Did you have fun?
This was fun.
This was fun.
Yes.
Paul, you had fun.
Paul, you did have fun? Yes.
Let's be real. Did you have fun?
Yes.
You did? Okay. Okay. All right. All right. Well, listen, gang, like, share, and subscribe to us on YouTube and all that stuff. How do I get to my music sounds? All that good stuff. Okay. Like, share, and subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter at Mr. Nasred. Follow me on Instagram at Mr.Nasred. Follow Wild 7 Studios on YouTube, Instagram. Go to our website, buy Debbie and the Devil. Watch Debbie and the Devil on Tubi. Stay tuned for Skrilla. Get ready to see what Skrilla magic is. Get ready for us to throw our hat in the crime film ring. Dallas,
yes,
you're a good man.
Thank you.
Paul, you're a good man too.
You're a good man.
Thank you. And I want to say to all the ladies out there.
Yeah.
These are good men. Don't try to tempt them. You she-devils with your ways.
Don't tempt us.
They are in committed relationships and bless them for it.
Yep.
That's a wonderful thing.
Yep.
And I hope to... Hey, I'm just going to say this. I hope to be the... to give a speech at your weddings.
You're going to be there. But you have to wear
the red. Wait, fuck. No, never mind. No. Listen, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to... Wait, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, you can, but you have to wear the suit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's my speech.
All right.
Because you guys are going to have a double wedding. You guys will...
Yeah. It'll be like a double feature.
I'll be like... Yeah. Paul and Dallas are great guys. Literally, they could go to a bar right now, get crazy pussy. Crazy. But they're not. They're here. They're getting married. And I'm so happy for them. And thank you. You know? Right. You know?
If you said that, and then you just... Well, toast.
Yeah, toast. Cheers. Cheers. Cheers, everybody. Cheers. Chin. Yeah. Anyway, guys, this was fun. This was fun. Thank you guys so much. Anything you would like to plug right now?
You can follow us on YouTube, Boy Talk Studios, and same thing on Instagram at Boy Talk Studios.
Yes, Boy Talk Studios. Like and subscribe. Follow our channel.
Like, subscribe, follow.
Yep.
Bada bing. You guys watch Sopranos ever?
No.
Great show. You should watch it. Great. That Tony, he's got a lot of...
Great.
I don't agree with how he goes through life. It's that crime film thing. But I like watching, you know. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's me. Anyway, guys, boom. That's it.
Please take a moment and hit those like and subscribe buttons. While a small gesture, it really means a lot to Wild 7 Studios and allows us to continue creating meaningful and fun content for your viewing pleasure.